Yo, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Anthony Hudson, and it's my turn to give you one of the best upcoming football podcasts out here, you heard? We back here in my home setting, man. We got the equipment finally. We got the camera right here that I'm looking at. We finally got the podcast equipment and everything. Everything looking cool, man. Everything looking swell. This will be the new media room that I basically, man, y'all should have seen it before. There was so much junk in here, so much, like, not trash, but so many clothes. I move all of it downstairs to make this the media room. I'm going to add some more posters. I got the LED lights right now. And y'all can see my clean and just lovely looking face right in person, man. Like, just look at your boy. Look at your boy getting moving up in the world and everything. Like, look at this, man. We made this. I made this brick by brick. Now, let me stop. Man, this amazing. I'm just excited. So this podcast episode, normally, you know, we break down the statistics and everything. But this right here, man, we're just going to give a little quick story. I feel like that would be better for my content anyway, because I talk too much about statistics and everything, which is cool. But, like, if I want to get more of an audience out there, I need to, like, talk and break down more stories. And I have plenty of football stories that I can talk about. Plenty of football stories that I talk about, for sure. As far as that, let's go ahead and get into it. So this last weekend, right, we went to Detroit, me and my mom, right? We went to Detroit to see the Michigan Panthers play the St. Louis Battlehawks. So two teams that you probably never heard of before. They both play for the UFL, right? So the UFL, if you don't really know about it, the USFL, which is a spring football league, and then FXL, which is another spring football league, they merged together to make the UFL. The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, is basically like the not poster child, but he's basically like the image for it, the icon, the face, the face of the whole entire league. There we go, that's better. Yeah, he's basically the face of the whole entire league, and they merged together. They had to drop some teams, right? So the USFL had 8 teams, the FSL had 8 teams. Both teams had to drop 4 teams from both of their leagues to combine to make the UFL. So the St. Louis Battlehawks are in the FXL, and then the Michigan Panthers are in the USFL. And basically, when the tickets dropped, I got them, like, instantly. When the tickets dropped for the Michigan Panthers versus St. Louis Battlehawks game, I instantly got them, like, instantaneously. I think they were, like, $50. So it was decent. And then, like, row one, $50, go to Detroit, which is, like, 4 hours, which it wasn't really that bad of a drive or anything like that. But same time, your boy was sleeping the whole entire time. So I really can't say too much. My mom was driving there and back. But we got to Detroit, right? Detroit is a very older-looking city. Like, I got to say, props to Chicago. Chicago is just beautiful. Like when I look at other cities, like Atlanta and Chicago are just beautiful cities as far as that. Because when I look at other cities, they look good, but they just look older. I don't know how to describe it. This, I don't know if it's the architecture or the skyscrapers. They just look older. Like when I went to St. Louis looked older. It still looked good, but it looked older as far as that. Milwaukee looked like a smaller Chicago, which is, I guess, a compliment in that case. But as far as Detroit just looked old, not raggedy, but just old and retro looking. Just old and retro, but the best part about it, the black culture and everything was just there. Like, it was lively, for sure. Moment I walked in, you can see, like, different, like, paintings and stuff on the buildings as far as that. You can see black people. Like, I love that. I love seeing black people in cities and stuff like that, still striving, still trying to build their businesses. I went to this one, or I went to the grocery store, and there was this black-owned business. Bought some collard greens, some macaroni and cheese and stuff like that from them, because they were selling different foods. I ended up taking a picture of them. I might you might see it on my own Facebook. I'm gonna try to post it. But yeah, I love seeing stuff like that. But as far as Detroit, man, like I said, it was just an older, retro looking city, but the vibes were still great. The vibes were still great. There were some, I'm not gonna lie, there were some pretty stubborn people there. And for, like, every 2-3 people, good people that you met, there was always one person that was like, why are you acting like this? But other than that, I mean, it was cool. Other than that, it was cool. But, yo, we got in Detroit, got to the hotel, went to the grocery store, like I said. And then we tried to get the, like, clear bag so I could put my camera and everything in there. But we ended up not getting the clear bags. Turns out I could have brought my camera regardless. But we walked in the stadium. Ford Field is beautiful, by the way. I played it so many times. Played in the stadium so many times on Madden over the years, and it's always looked beautiful on Madden, and it is just gorgeous in real life. Like, it's like, it reminds me of Lucas Oil Stadium. I've never been to Lucas Oil Stadium before. I can't really say that, but it's got the same feeling. It's not like a beautiful architecture-type stadium like Mercedes-Benz Stadiums in Atlanta. It's more of just it's just a football field. It's just there for football, like 100%. Like, it just got that football feeling, and just the aura behind it is just clean. The aura behind it is just like, I'm ready to watch a football game, 100%. Nothing else. Like, no concert, none of that. Just straight football. And you know, I loved it the moment I walked in. But you walked in, the best part about it is they have this little, like Mercedes-Benz Stadium got it too, where you walk in and you can see the football field from this little, like, area that's open up so you can see it. Not every football stadium has that. When you walk, sometimes, most of the times you walk in, you just see the concession stands, or you could see like the little tunnel that you go into, but it's a wide open this area to where you could see the football field and see everything that's going on. Now, when I walked in, of course, it was blocked by the Michigan Panthers little mine that they had, which was pretty dope. But other than that, it was just a great stadium, just great vibes. It's the moment I walked in there. Yeah, me and my mom walked in there. I got a Michigan Panther shirt. I'm not wearing it right now. I should have worn it. That would have been smart. But I had the Michigan Panthers T-shirt and everything. I'll probably show at the end of this. But yeah. But basically, I got that. We walked in, walked around the stadium and stuff like that. Got some food, but we didn't sit down in our seats till like maybe like towards the end of the first quarter. My mom, I love my mom, but she's like the slowest working walking person on earth. And I'm not even trying to be mean, nothing like that. But I'm just like, Mom, I'm trying to get to these seats. I'm trying to watch this game and stuff like that. But we finally got down onto my seats. She sat up there in like the little top row because she didn't want to walk down the stairs. Because there was like 40 flight of stairs. You got to go all the way down because we was on the very first row of the stadium. So we walked down there. I walked down there. I got to like row 18 and I stopped because I didn't want to like get in front of anybody in that first like 20 row section. So I stopped at like 18 or something like that. So I sat down, and then when the second quarter came along, I sat down and went to the first row, and I could see everything. I could see everything, y'all. It's just amazing. Like, there's so much stuff that goes into the production of a football game. So much, because it was on Fox Sports, so same thing that you see on NFL. So much that go into production of a football game. Well, first of all, the cheerleaders wasn't there. Let's get that out of the way. The cheerleaders wasn't there. It was kind of weird. They said they had cheerleaders there last year, but they didn't have them none this year. That you have basically the production team. You had the UFL team and the Fox team, right? The Fox team were basically doing like the actual camera crew that you see on TV. Like, I never seen it before. It was a dude with the car, and it was connected to another dude, like, that's up 10 feet in the air, and he's the one doing the sideline camera. I'm just like, oh, that's how they get the sideline shot. And then you see the camera across the zip line doing the actual shot on the field. It's just like, oh, okay, I've seen that in Madden before, but I never really, like, paid attention to that in real life or nothing like that. But, yeah, you see that shot. And it's like, oh my God, like all of this stuff that's put together. Then you even look at the UFL, they was on the sidelines. There was this lady with this pink vest and she had two phones and it was like, oh, okay. She's probably doing the social media. And I looked at the recent like video that was posted and I saw where she was shooting from. I'm just like, oh, okay, she's in charge of the social media. And everything was just like, there's so much production into it. I just love it because, you know, I want to do that. I want to do sports journalism, and broadcasting, all of that is a part. They all go hand in hand with each other. So seeing that, it's just like, man, that's really dope. Like, to see how much production goes into an actual football game. But as far as the football game, man, the vibes were lit. The dude behind me, I don't know what his name was, but he was lit the whole entire time. just comparing the Detroit Lions and Michigan Panthers, but and saying bad things about like the Lions, stuff like that, or how bad it is to be a Lions fan. I'm like, bro, Lions went to the NFC Championship this year. You can't say nothing bad about the Lions no more. But as far as that, like I said, the vibes are great. Everybody was just cheering. St. Louis Battlehawks fans, they lit, man. They are really excited to have a football team. Like, you could definitely tell they're excited to have one because their fan base was actually live. Like, they actually had a decent away home base. I mean, fan base. And I'm just like, wow, like, they travel really good. I wonder how, I don't know how long, they're probably like 6 hours away from St. Louis to Michigan or to Detroit. But they traveled really well as far as that. But both teams, Michigan, we was live too, man. We was live too. We was cheering and everything. There wasn't that much cheer about, but we can go into that right now. There was not that much cheer about that whole entire game. Michigan Panthers just looked sloppy overall. As far as that, they couldn't get the run game going with Hill. They couldn't get it going. When they tried it, there was just a lot of like three and outs, just a lot of this inconsistent play. There were some holding calls by number 77, I think his name is Pope, that could have cost us the game, but he did his thing the last drive to like keep it together. But there was that Perry, the quarterback, just overall did not play good. Wide receivers could not get open on their routes. But hey, once Perry found the running game, once he found his legs, it was cool. It was cool after that because Perry, I think he got the two touchdowns. Yeah, Perry got the two touchdowns that Michigan Panthers scored that game, and they were both off of runs. So I mean, hey, whatever it takes to score at this point, and it definitely boosted up his confidence when he was seeing that nobody was getting open. So he just stepped up and had to do it himself. But as for the St. Louis Battlehawks. St. Louis Battlehawks was the same exact way, man. Same exact way. They just could not get anything going. But it's week one. I mean, I definitely understand it as far as that. Both defenses play well. Number 95, I don't know his name, to be honest with you, but number 95 for the Michigan Panthers, he played really well. 55 was the 55, the defensive tackle for the Michigan Panthers as well. He was basically disrupting the offense as far as that. They both played really well that game, number 55 and number 95. And then you look at, Harrison, number 88 for the St. Louis Battlehawks, he's huge. That dude is huge. As Hakeem Butler, that dude is huge. But they should have gave him more targets as far as that, because he was getting open. Then they finally, the last play before Michigan Panthers got their final drive, AJ McCarron basically threw it to number three twice, and number three snagged the same corner twice. Threw it up, and I saw it. The DB was lacking, and the wide receiver got up, snagged them, wasn't bounced and everything. I think it was only on third or fourth down, and I'm just like, man, that's not good. This is third or fourth down. Like, you need this to win the game, to basically win the game and seal it. And then he throws it up again on a fade, snagged him, stiffed on him on the ground, and then scored. I'm like, bro, come on now. Like, that's embarrassing. But Michigan got the ball back. Didn't really even do too much. I think they got to, like, the 50-yard line, and they started lining up for the kicker. I'm thinking they're just going to throw a Hail Mary because this is UFL. Only kicker that I know is making 60 yards is destroying, and he's not on the Michigan Panthers, right? He kicked him. He was kicking like 40, 50 yarders in halftime, right? And he was nailing them, right? But 63 yards? I'm like, no way. No way they were about to kick a 63 yarder. He nailed it. Nailed it. Like, absolutely looked beautiful. Absolutely beautiful kick. Looked better than some NFL kickers, honestly. They iced him, though. And I'm just like, dang, they iced him. It might not work out again. He did the exact same kick again and nailed it again. I'm like, bro. Why are you here? Used to be on the NFL roster right now. Like, for real, because that kicker deserved MVP. Michigan won by a point. Literally a point. End up being a great game as far as that. Very low-scoring game. Not that much action until the very end. But I was excited to be there. I was excited to be in Detroit. Decided to just be around football fans that these are like real diehard football fans, because Michigan already winning everything. Michigan already got the Detroit Lions that went to the NFC Championship. Already got Michigan that just won the Natty, and now they're going to Michigan Panthers games. I mean, like, y'all already got everything. These are two football fans that want to see football every single day. I just love it, man. Hopefully I get to go to some more games, embrace that environment, and just overall just share more stories like this with y'all. So make sure y'all follow me on Instagram and TikTok at DIMT Podcast. Make sure y'all look at my content as far as that. And thank you for listening, man. Peace.